بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا أخبركم بخياركم؟ قالوا: بلى يا رسول الله. قال: أطولكم أعمارا وأحسنكم أخلاقا. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates in this hadith that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said: Should I not inform you of the best of you? So the Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, indeed, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, those that have the longest lives and the best character. A person can have a long life with sin. That is terrible. Allah ta'ala save us from a long life with sin. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ طَالَ عُمْرُهُ وَحَسُنَ عَمَلُهُ. The best of you are those who have long lives and good actions. So when we make dua also, we make dua, O Allah, grant us long life with good actions. So this is something that is desirable. If a person is given long life and his actions are good, and in this hadith it is mentioned his akhlaq is good. So there are so many duas that are in the hadith with regards to akhlaq. One hadith, one dua, very, very beautiful dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka as-sihhata wal-iffata wal-amana wa husna al-khuluq wal-ridha bil-qadr. Oh Allah, I ask you for good health. All of us need this dua. Oh Allah, I ask you for good health, wal-iffa and chastity, to protect my chastity in this day and age of bi-hayai. How much we need this dua. We also need good health. Oh Allah, give me good health. Oh Allah, give me iffa. Wal amana, Allah grant me trustworthiness. One of the signs of qiyamah is idha dhuyyatil amana. Idha dhuyyatil amana, fantadhiri sa'ah. That when this amanat dari and trustworthiness will come out of the lives of people, then you can expect qiyamah to come. And hadith explains that as qiyamah will come closer, then this trustworthiness will come out of people. You won't be able to trust people. Today in the business world, we can see this. That he doesn't work on trust. A person has to have records. With all the records also. After signing everything, going to the masjid, sometimes sitting in the house of Allah, sitting in front of ulama, signing. And then a person takes the money and runs away. Just the other day someone phoned me and told me, man took my money and ran away. We signed in the masjid, in front of the ulama. And we went to the Darul Uloom. We made sure everything is above board. The Mudaraba contract. And the man just took my money and he ran away. And he doesn't want to take my calls, doesn't want to hear anything, doesn't want to pay my money from a very good family. So this is a common problem today. Allahumma inni as'aluka as-siha wal-iffa wal-amana. O Allah, give me good health and give me chastity wal-amana and trustworthiness wa husna al-khuluq. And O Allah, give me good character wal-ridha bil-qadr. And O Allah, make me pleased with whatever you have decreed for me. Iman demands that whatever Allah Ta'ala has decreed for me, then I should be happy with that. We ask Allah Ta'ala for afia, for ease. But when difficulties come or whatever has been decreed, then we should be happy with the decree of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq.